messages in my head. I don't know how to cope with this. I ain't keeping secrets in my head. Or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt?
And welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in. Yes, indeed. We have some sports news that you can't get enough of. A lot of it, too. And as we know, pro football was happening today on Sunday. We got a whole... Let's give you that news right now here. Dak Prescott got injured. Well, hey, Derek Dalton came on in there for the Dallas Cowboys. They had a new replacement there. And got them down for a field goal. They win. Dallas wins over the New York Giants. In other games, Cleveland wins again. Pittsburgh's undefeated. A lot of good stuff there. We'll talk about probably that and more on the Game Sports Show 1400 ESPN tomorrow with Scott Nason. Yes, and indeed some others. Like E.J. Russell and also Dave McCaig as well as myself there. We'll keep moving on because I got more football news to give you an announcement because a lot of things have changed. So we'll give you that in a few moments. But the news of the town is the Detroit Red Wings are continuing to trend and make some risky or no-risk moves to improve their team this year and they can be competitors. For playoff ratification there. Yes, indeed. Friday, they started off the deal of a free agency by basically doing well. They get Bobby Ryan, a one-year deal worth $1 million. Ryan, 6'2", 208 pounds. He is a scorer. He has a skill set second to none. He's from Ottawa, used to play for the Anaheim Ducks. We'll get to a little bit more of that in a moment. And 833 career games split between the Ducks and the Senators. He has 254 goals, 301 assists. Ryan recently, again, he played for Ottawa. Then Steve Eisenman, he signs defenseman John Merritt for $925,000 there. Ryan can play, can do a lot of things, but John Merritt is a defenseman that he thoroughly needs for the lineup there, indeed, for the Detroit Red Wings. He has a very good mindset. He is very good indeed as far as understanding Detroit Red Wings and the culture here. Both Ryan and Merritt have ties in the state of Michigan playing their hockey here. So it's good to bring some kids home who want to be here with the Detroit Red Wings. I always mention that. It's good to get these high-risk players who you give a lot of money to, but do they actually really want to be here? Or are they pimping you for the little change they can get and move on to something else or hope they get traded there? Okay? That's the deal in debt there. That is the deal. Merritt is 28 years old. He's played between the New Jersey Devils and the Vegas Golden Knights. He is a very good scorer indeed. 49 assists, 12 goals, 195 pounds. He provides depth on the blue line. He's played three seasons at the University of Michigan. I mentioned that local flair about that particular acquisition there. Another acquisition that Steve Eisenman, he didn't wait. He went the next day and got goalie Thomas Grace for the Red Wings, who basically by itself topped them 17 victories last season. Greece, 34 years old. By the way, Greece signed for a $7.2 million deal. That's for 2 years, okay? He was with the New York Islanders playing in the playoffs this year. So here's a man got some experience. Again, want to be here in Detroit, okay? So that's a big, big deal. They also got defenseman Troy Skechter of the Red Wings. He made a 2-year deal with Skechter for $3.4 million there. So the Red Wings are filling up with players right now. They're getting rid of players who don't want to be here. I did mention on our last show that Advocator's contract is being bought out, so that means he's no longer a Red Wing. Red Wings are kicking a lot of people out the door, you know, who's been here quite some time, or maybe the current management staff thought they can do this town better. They have not. Eisenman is bringing in his men. And with the draft and with some other acquisitions there, some past there with Steve Eisenman, he thinks right now is a better move than any time to bring some of them young kids in, get some good tutelage with some of the veterans he's bringing in. They're not going to be here very long, but they want to be here because they're from or have ties in the Detroit area. Both of them have recommended that this was their lifelong dream to be a Detroit Red Wing. And so we got players who want to be here, and that is very much so important in a system right now that has not seen winning for quite some time. And we're talking about the Detroit Red Wings there. It is. It's so, so much important that a player want to be in your town. The Los Angeles Lakers and, yes, the Miami Heat will be playing a game tonight, game 6. And if the Lakers win, it's all over. If Miami wins, it will continue to Tuesday. However, the Chinese state of television announced that they broke their year-long ban of NBA games. And they did that by airing Game 5 of the finals on Friday night. This comes 1 year and 1 year late broadcasting with the CCTV. Quit airing the game following a tweet by Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey that supported the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, and China got mad and unplugged him, just like that. For 1 year, he put everybody under punishment. But now they're back. Maybe they're getting more clothes made there in China. I don't know. It's hard for me to say. The NFL has made a humongous amount of change. And as you know, there's a lot of covert going on in the NFL. And how they're making all these arrangements, heck if I know, but they did make a whole heck of a lot of changes. Now, the following postponement for Week 5 is the Denver Broncos and the New England Patriots. Both teams had covert findings there. They decided to not do the game on Tuesday night, okay? That game will be moved as part of week 6, okay? No, week 6, then that's October 18th, 1 o'clock game on CBS Sports for that particular game, Denver Broncos and the New England Patriots. So that's no longer ESPN has a doubleheader tomorrow. The Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills game, week 6 has been moved to Thursday, October 15th to Monday, and October 19th from at 5 o'clock on Fox Sports. Now, I don't remember this particular move, but they were supposed to play on October 15th. That's been moved to Monday, October 19th at 5 o'clock on Fox. Okay, got that right. And that's the NFL Network as well as Amazon. You can see that game. The New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins game moved from week 10 to week 6 to 4:05 on CBS Sports. So they got the game moved from up to down, okay? That's Miami and the New York Jets. New York Jets and the Los Angeles Chargers moved their game from week 6 to week 11 on Sunday, November the 22nd. That's a 4:05 start. The Jacksonville Jaguars at Los Angeles Chargers, that game has been moved from week 8 to week 7 on Sunday, October the 25th at 4:25 p.m. The Los Angeles Chargers and the Denver Broncos game has been moved from week 11 to week number 8 on Sunday, November the 1st at 4:05. Now, again, I will keep on going here. The Los Angeles Chargers at Miami game has been moved from week 7 to week 10. That's November the 15th. That's on CBS there. The Miami Dolphins and the Denver Broncos game has been moved from week 6 to week 11. And that's at 4:05 on CBS. Okay, you got all of that? Maybe we can talk about it tomorrow, or maybe we can elaborate it on Wednesday's show. I'll put you on sports on how they got this way here. And a lot of teams got affected there, but mainly Miami and Denver, and some teams that are right now going through this COVID situation, had their schedules revamped. So that's a lot of rearranging going on. And if it keeps on going, you'll see some more rearranges there. Very simply. So, I listened to an interview on colleges there in Houston, where the city of Houston has a surplus of COVID. The University of Rice has a 0.1% COVID rate at their university just by checking kids at least 3 or 4 times a week, checking the athletes every day, having them go in bubbles such as maybe outside tents. I don't know, but whatever's working at the University of Rice in Houston is working very well. Of course, there's no fans at Ford Field for at least another month due to COVID virus pandemic. Detroit Lions laid off a portion of their business side this week. Exact number of jobs cut is unknown, but the Detroit Lions declined to say what percentage of approximately the 300 personnel non-football workforce is impacted by the layoff. Consistently with organizational policy, they will not issue any more comments on the internal business matters. The team said that and with a statement to the Detroit Free Press on this particular there about the layoffs going on. I mentioned early last week that there were layoffs with Joe Louis Arena and also layoffs with the Detroit Tigers. So right now, the pandemic is really taking its roots out of people's jobs, and also unemployment is going up tremendously high there. The first Lower Peninsula MHSAA finals of the 2020-21 season will take place this coming up weekend with girls golf and also boys tennis. The tennis tournament will be an unusual team format to determine the championship. The finals for the number one singles will be taking place on October the 23rd and 24th. This weekend also marked the first round of playoffs for Lower Peninsula boys soccer tournaments there, okay? So, hey, check the perspective or sports page on the MHSAA website for the pairings, the draws, and other information for those particular teams in your neck of the woods, boys and girls. Get out there and support them if you can with social distancing, and please wear a mask if you can. If not, many of those particular schools that are being mentioned for playoff ratification, they're going to have their game sometime, and most of the time, televised. It may be safer to watch the televised version and root for your team that way. Check your school on televising locations or televising times for your particular winning team that you're going out there to support. Again, with limited amount of fans going there, it's best that you watch. If they have it on the telly, hey, watch it on the telly or your neighborhood phone or tablet or laptop or other device that electronically you can see, or smart TV. It's a lot of them there. But you know what? Let's do our part. Wear your mask. Social distancing, please. Former WWE champion Alberto Del Rio was indicted for kidnapping and sexual charges on Friday, according to Channel 4 News in San Antonio, Texas. Del Rio, real name is Jose Rodriguez, was indicted by a grand jury on one count of kidnapping and four counts of sexual assault. He was arrested in May after allegations of sexual assault of a woman. Del Rio was released on bond following the arrest. Del Rio is accused of sexual assault as well as threatening victim. He allegedly told the victim that he would take her son and drop him in the middle of the road somewhere. Alberto Del Rio won the World Heavyweight Championship in the WWE in the year 2013, and after that, he's not seen no way soon. Okay? And that is bad. Bad indeed. The Detroit Tigers, you know, we're looking right now at Detroit Tigers going to be making some moves in their coaching staff and also their managerial deals here. And I can't think of right now, and speaking of people who want to be here, want to be in this town, want to know the culture of Detroit, wanting a winner and wanting to work hard to receive a winner in a short period of time, I must say, by the way. There's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people out there losing their jobs. Some people say Joey Cora. It's going to be one to come in there. Gonzalez is another name that I've heard. McClendon is also going to get a talk at. But here's another name I'm popping into the hat, boys and girls. Don Kelly. Yes, Don Kelly, the Detroit Don Kelly, who used to hit the number two spot in the lineup. And Jim Leland changed him around and put him in another spot. But he will always, always not make Leland look like a fool. He will always be putting out. He's always not the best player as far as consistent big-time averages, whatever it may be, but he normally comes through when it was something on the line there. Don Kelly, he's been coaching for many teams, most likely lately here, the Pittsburgh Pirates as a bench coach. And a lot of talk has been in the town right now looking at Kelly. He's only 40 years old, but his coaching ranks have skyrocketed there as a bench coach. Especially a lot of people are talking about him in Major League Baseball as one of being the coaches that they would love to tap in, you know, because of his energy that he provides for the Pirates there. As you know, Ron Gardenhire retired in September. General Manager Al Avila is seeking a new manager to lead the Detroit Tigers out of the rebuild. And Kelly, from what I understand right now, is a candidate. I'm not kidding. Don Kelly. With that saying, with that particular, I'm going to end Butch on Sport because it's been a long day. Long, long day indeed. So, I'm not going to hold you up any longer here. You know, not me. I wouldn't dare never do that. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions there. You can check out Butch on Sports on Facebook. Always on Facebook on the Butch on Sports page. Yes, and also catch Butch on Sports on Podomatic.com. Type in SIMPLY. BUTCHTOO.podomatic.com. And it'll take you right straight to the homepage of all selectively some shows that you just can't get enough of. I always say that there. But you'll get enough of your funky sports that you'll be getting. And check out Butch on Sports. It's fresh. No nonsense. No fluffy. No fluff. Hey. Also, check out the Game Sports Show on 1400 ESPN. Yes, ESPN 1400 in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. You can do that. Yes, you can. Scott Nason, also E.J. Russell. But by the way, I give my condolences to his grandma who passed away in Cleveland. He, from what I understand, he's traveling to Cleveland. And hopefully he stays safe and get back safe there as well. And also Dave McKay, a hockey guru there, as I call him. Man. So, hey, that's on Monday night from 6 to 8 o'clock. In the metropolitan Detroit area, there's a particular particular unit that you can download to hear the sports show, Butcher on Sports, on that. Right now, my machine and some of my PC, that is not really a very much of a trusted site. So until we find one, we'll try to go to the Game Sports Show and the GameSportsShow.podbean.com to get all the good stuff on the Game Sports Show, as well as Butcher on Sports is on that line as well, okay? So we'll do what we got to do. Hey, have a good beginning of the week. I said bye-bye.